We thank you for your glory. Your glory that existed before even the creation of the world, as we read about. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the earth. Even before that time, Lord, your glory existed, Lord. Your glory has existed from all times and forever, Lord. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the everlasting God. All that was created was accomplished through your will. You spoke the word, and it came to be. And you said, it was told, it was good. Lord, thank you for your glory. May your glory rest upon each and every one of us. May we rest, Father, in you, O Lord. Let your glory bask upon us, Father, like the sun shines upon the earth. Let your glory shine upon us, Lord. Let your radiance change us and transform us. Renew us. Remake us. Set us free, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your joy is our strength. And we give you all the glory and honor. We give you all the praise and the worship and all the majesty. In Yeshua's name. Children going out? Okay, so all the young people would go out with Miss Laura over here. Thank you, Lord. I know it's already 1:30, so I still have a little message about Simchat Torah. I don't expect it to take more than an hour and a half to 2 hours. So, but praise the Lord. I'm just kidding. Especially for our visitors, that they don't faint or anything. But thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you again for your word. Your word is a light to our path and a lamp to our feet. Lord, it's been wonderful rejoicing in your word, that this is truly Simchat Torah, that we can truly rejoice in your words, O God. I just pray as we share in this message, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, and your blessing would be upon this time, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Simchat Torah, as we learn today, means to rejoice over the Torah, that we're rejoicing over the Word of God. It's a very joyful synagogue celebration, and it occurs on the 23rd day of the month of Tishri, which we are still in. As I mentioned earlier, the day after Shmini Atzeret, which was the eighth and the final day of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And what this day celebrates is the transition from the last reading of the Torah cycle, which we read from Deuteronomy, the last portion of it, and it celebrates that we once again renew and restart reading from the beginning once again, from Genesis chapter 1 through verse 2, chapter 2, verse 3. Now in the Middle Ages, the Jewish community, they created this feast, this festival of joy, on a day that would merely be just a tedious day of re-rolling the scrolls all the way from Deuteronomy back to Genesis. Now, we didn't do that today, but I've done that many times in my years, or I'd be over here rolling that Torah and rolling that Torah all the way from Deuteronomy back to Genesis. And let me tell you, it's hard to do. It takes a lot of, patience and strength and determination to do it. But that's what God wants us to be, a people who are patient, enduring, that we have determination. Thank you, John. Shh. Thank you, Lord. But it was originally just a day, which was just a tedious day, because there's synagogues who have many Torah scrolls. We have one. So they have three and four Torah scrolls, and they'll be rolling and rolling and rolling. But it was decided, let's make this a joyful day. Let's rejoice over God's word as we're scrolling and rolling and from the beginning or from the end to the beginning. And it was a time of great rejoicing because we've completed the reading of the scriptures by the community for that annual cycle, but now we start over again. And it's said by the rabbis to begin the Torah reading once again at Genesis, which is the beginning, is to refute Satan. And why do we say that? We refute Satan, who might otherwise claim that the Jewish people were only happy to finish the Torah, but were unwilling to begin again and renew themselves. But we say, no, Satan. Not only are we finishing, but we're beginning again and we're renewing our lives, our walk with you. Now, Simchat Torah is sometimes, it's normally an evening service. And that's the only time that the Torah scroll itself is actually read at nighttime. And it's customary, as we did today, for everyone in the congregation to be called up and to read a portion. Even the children, as we saw, are given an opportunity to read something. And as we did, the Kohat Ne'arim, all the children there underneath the talit. And by the way, somebody donated the funds for us to buy a giant talit. And I mean a giant one. It's going to make this little talit here look like a baby. It's big. And it's going to not only have room for all the young people we have, but for growth, for more families, for young, more people to come. So it's going to be big, and we're going to need good, strong men. Probably we may end up getting four poles so that we can actually put them on four poles and the men hold the four poles. That way it's up higher and it'll be easier. But that's wonderful. So a large talit during this time is spread over them that we actually do every week, and we bless them with Jacob's blessing to Ephraim and Manasseh, which I read earlier from Genesis 48. Now, Simchat Torah, also a time of music and dancing with the Torah scrolls, involving the whole congregation, the whole community, and you got male and female, old and young, people marching around with flags and apples in procession with the Torah. And as we did, the Torah is carried seven times throughout the synagogue proclaiming God's word, accompanied by singing and dancing. And it's said that these seven circuits, or this hakafot around the synagogue, undoubtedly has an intimate connection with the seven circuits that are made around a bride and a groom when they're united in marriage under the chuppah, or the canopy. And the ceremony of the seven circuits have been viewed as symbolic of the marriage rite, where the groom is Israel and the beloved bride is the Torah, and the wedding, which took place during the revelation on Mount Sinai more than 3,500 years ago, is commemorated with rejoicing every year and for all eternity on Simchat Torah. Now, I remember when my wife and I got married. In fact, if anyone has bought the book, who has bought a book so far? Irene's book, Through the Eyes of a Gentile, and that we do have some out here if you're interested afterward, but there's a picture of Irene and I at our wedding. I was that guy with an afro and a big black beard and skinny, I had a 29 waist now. I have like 6 inches more now. That's love, right? I've got love handles now. Too many handles now. Anyway, and we were under this beautiful canopy, which was actually a large talit with four groomsmen holding the talit, and we were underneath the canopy, and then my beautiful bride here with a beautiful wedding dress with a, what was your waist? 22 waist or something here. I think all of our waists have disappeared. Well, actually, they haven't disappeared. They just enlarged. Enlarged. But anyway, Irene went around me 7 times. She walked around me as traditional during the marriage ceremony. And there's a connection between that marriage rite between a husband and a wife, a bride and groom, and Israel, and the giving of the Torah and the revelation on Mount Sinai. There's an intimate connection in all of that. And as the Torah processes around the synagogue, we all rejoice. We all give God all the glory. And we're not worshiping the Torah. We're not worshiping the scroll. But we worship the author of that scroll. We worship God and Yeshua, who is the Word of God made in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. He was with God in the beginning. And as believers, we celebrate and recognize that Yeshua is that Word of God manifest in the flesh. Oh, I got ahead of myself. I read it by memory, and I had it right here. So anyway, and it says that through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him, in Yeshua, was life. And that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness had not understood it. He was in the world and through the world, although the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Yeshua. He came to that which was His own, the Jewish people, but His own did not receive Him. But I just want to add that there were many Jewish people that did receive Yeshua. In the book of Acts it says there were thousands of them. Yet to all who received Him, to those who believe in His name, God gave them the right to become children of God. You are the children of God, born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, like we were just singing, and the glory of the Lord is filling this place. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For the Torah was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua the Messiah. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made Him known. But among us as believers, there's further cause for rejoicing, because in the Messiah we are accounted righteous and have the joy of God's Word, the Torah, written upon our hearts by His Spirit. It says in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. And I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put My Spirit in you and move you to follow My decrees and be careful to keep My laws. You will be My people, and I will be your God. And these scrolls, these oracles of God, are the most precious possession of Israel, because men have lived and men have died to preserve these words, these Torah scrolls, the words of God for generations yet unborn. And we see that in the history of the Jewish people, how Jewish people sacrifice, known as Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of the name, how they died to protect and preserve the Word of God. And we're thankful for that, because that means that we still have God's Word today because of the faithfulness of those who protected and watched over and preserved God's Word and brought it down from generation to generation, unadulterated, unchanged, the Word of God, the same yesterday, today, forevermore. Thank You, Lord. But how sad we are when we think of Israel. The present spiritual condition of Israel as a nation, Israel as a people, the Jewish people. There's something tragic about people rejoicing over their most cherished possession, the Torah, the Bible, dancing around it with their noble, God-given, yet forgotten heritage. Forgotten heritage. But maybe Simchat Torah, that we celebrate today, the rejoicing over the law, should really be called the Feast of the Sealed Book. Let me tell you why. The prophet Isaiah described Israel's relation to the Scriptures, to the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 14. And this is what it says in Isaiah chapter 29, starting in verse 11. For you, this whole vision is nothing but words sealed in a scroll. And if you give the scroll to someone who can read and say to him, read this, please, he will answer, I can't. It is sealed. Or if you give the scroll to someone who cannot read and say, read this, please, he will answer, I don't know how to read. And the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is made up of only rules that are taught by men. Their worship, therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish, and the intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. And Israel, as a people, as a nation, is yet waiting for spiritual resurrection to take place. Revival. When Israel's eyes will be opened up by the Messiah, Yeshua himself, and the seal broken and their vision undimmed. Then shall her wisdom shine forth for her own healing and for the blessings also of all the nations. Then it will truly be Simchat Torah, a day of true rejoicing, when the people, known as the people of the book, the Jewish people in Israel, and the Torah, the Scriptures, shall embrace one another, never to be separated again. So Simchat Torah is truly a day of rejoicing. And the book of Nehemiah portrays such a beautiful picture of the celebrations of Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day, the closing ceremony, about 2,500 years ago, on October 8th, 445 BCE. Donnie, you remember that? Yep. And this took place in Jerusalem. After the Jewish people returned from their captivity in Babylon. And it was during this exact time that we're in this very day here. They returned from Babylon. And in Nehemiah chapter 8, the people wept and the people mourned as Ezra, who was the Kohen Gadol, he was the high priest, read from the Torah for the first time in many years. The Jewish people were in captivity 70 years in Babylon. The Torah had not been read. Many of them didn't know Hebrew anymore. Many of them have assimilated into Babylon. They spoke Chaldean, the Babylonian language. They no longer even knew about their heritage. So Ezra, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, he gets up on a high wooden bima. A bima is a wooden platform, and you go into a synagogue today, they have a big bima, which the Torah scroll is put on and read from. He gets up on this high bima, the Torah scroll is in front of him, and he begins reading from the Torah, and the people's hearts are pierced, as they recognized, as he read the words from the Torah, as they recognized the words of Moshe, who spoke of their sin, that if they would turn away from God, that God would turn away from them. As they turned away from God, God would remove them from the land that he promised to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Take them from the land and send them into the land of captivity, into the land of their enemies. And they were hearing these words and realizing this is what happened to them. And it pierced their very hearts. As a result, they bowed down and they worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. and they began to weep, and they began to cry as they realized their sin and their separation from God. But Nehemiah, who was governor, and Ezra, who was Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and all the Levites, they said, no, this is not a day of crying. This is not a day of weeping. This is not a day of mourning. He said in chapter 8, this day is sacred to the Lord your God. He said, do not mourn or do not weep. Go and enjoy choice foods, sweet drinks, candies, apples. Rejoice. Send some to those who have nothing prepared, for this day is sacred to the Lord our God. And do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Say that with me. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then it goes on to say, and their joy was very great. This whole story is in Nehemiah. You should read it, chapter 8. Tells all about this. It's an amazing story. And it took place during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. It talks about all those feasts right there in that chapter. And a time of rejoicing. Turn with me in your scriptures to John chapter 7, starting at verse 37. John 7, starting at verse 37, as we're coming to the conclusion of our Simchat Torah. John 7, 37 says, through verse 41, now this speaks of Yeshua's celebration at the end of Sukkot. What is the end of Sukkot? It's Shmini Atzeret, the eighth day, the final closing, the final assembly, followed by Simchat Torah. So this is Yeshua, our Messiah, our King, our Redeemer. Here he is during this very day, this time of rejoicing, Simchat Torah, that he says these words at the end of Sukkot. Yeshua says these words. Says on the last, John 7:37, on the last and the greatest day of the feast, that was Feast of Tabernacles, the last eighth day followed by Simchat Torah, Yeshua stood up and he said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, let streams of living water flow from within him. By this he meant the Ruach, the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Ruach, the Spirit, had not yet been given, since Yeshua had not yet been glorified. And on hearing these very words, some of the people said, surely this man is the prophet. And they're talking about the prophet spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 18. The prophet, always believed to be that verse spoke of the Messiah who would come. Surely this man is the prophet. When they're really saying, surely this man is the Messiah. Others said, plainly, he is the Messiah. And may each one of us here today acknowledge Yeshua as our Messiah, and may we come to him to receive that living water which he spoke of here. If anyone be thirsty, let him come to me and drink, that streams of living water would flow from within him. Let us all have those streams of living water flow upon each and every one of us. And let us rejoice, not just this day on Simchat Torah, but let us rejoice every day. Every day needs to be Simchat Torah in our lives. Every day needs to be a day when we can rejoice in God's Word. Every day we need to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Every day we need to be dancing and singing and praising Him and rejoicing because He saw fit to send His Son into this world that was dying, this world that was corrupt, this world that was upside down, that He sent His Son into this world to turn the world around correct way so that each and every one of us here would be able to receive Him, be transformed, to be changed, to be regenerated, to be renewed, rebuilt, and someday to to have our resurrected body as we bask in the glory of the Lord as we're in His presence someday in that new Jerusalem as we worship and praise Him throughout all eternity. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon your people here, Lord. Meet every need for your people here. Bless them, Father. Comfort them. Let the joy of the Lord truly be their strength. And I also thank you, Father, for the word that the prophet says, that weeping may endure for a night. We may be going through difficult times, some of us. Physical problems, health issues, financial issues, marital problems, problems with our children, jobs, whatever it may be. If we have faith in God, if we trust in Him, if we look to Him, that weeping, the scripture says, may endure for a night, just for a short time. But rejoicing comes in the morning. Let your rejoicing come back to you. Let the joy of the Lord truly be your strength. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I say again, rejoice. Rejoice in the God of your salvation. Don't let circumstances, don't let situations, don't let this world or the attack of the evil one get you down or beat you down. But put your eyes on the Lord. And stop looking at your problems and stop looking at your situations and stop looking at your all the things that are the problems around you. Get your head from looking down on the ground and start looking upward to God, who is the maker of heaven and earth. He is your answer, not the dirt and the ground. Look up to God. Look up to Him for help. Look up to Him for salvation. Look up to Him for healing. Look up to Him for victory. Look up to Him for transformation and rejuvenation and victory. Get your eyes off the ground and get your eyes looking at God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Stand up, please. And let us conclude an Aaronic benediction now. There's more candy left here. If you want to take some with you after the service, feel free to come up here. I'll also ask you this. Look around your areas where you're at. Look around your areas. If you see candy wrappers, please pick them up. If you see trash around you, please pick it up, all right? And put them in a wastebasket on your way out, all right? But feel free to take candy. Leave your flags by the door so we can use them again another time. All right? And remember, we don't have Parshat study today because we're having a late service, but also we're taking a little break before we restart next Saturday at 2:30. So make sure you join in, everyone, next week, 2:30, the Torah Parshat Bible study at 2:30. So we start that up again. I believe that portion has to do with Noach or Noah, which means rest. So may we all find rest in the Messiah, Yeshua, our joy and our King. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So, grab hands. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the children of Israel. Yivarech Adonai v'yishmerecha Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'chunecha Yisa Adonai panav aleicha ve'hasem lecha. Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His grace and His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom, Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen and amen.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Let me make one last announcement. If you have any family or friends, anyone you know who's not here, who or out of town, whatever, who would like a copy of Irene's wonderful book, it's now on our website. Okay, you can actually purchase it on the Etz Chaim website now. So just let someone know if they're interested and they're not in this area.